Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Frank Strong's, brewed like beer, tastes like lemonade.
Craft brewed alcoholic lemonade. Woo! Welcome to another day of the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. Thanks for joining us.
Woo! I freaking love this music. Ah. Don't you just feel like you want to be like Beyonce in a marching band film clip or some shit?
I feel boss-like.
Oh, it's very good.
I'm Stacey June.
Hello, and I'm Christy Mercer.
We are the Thinker Girls. We've launched this pod channel to have one destination for us to do whatever we want. Some of that will cover our lives, your lives, our guests' lives. Yesterday, you can hear an episode of Jess Harris, who kindly joined us. She's just dropped a online series called Wine, so you can go check it out on our Facebook. And it will also be a little bit of pop culture and other things that we're finding interesting around the world. So we hope that you are enjoying it and we keep you surprised. We keep you guessing.
Yeah, speaking of your lives, we're constantly, in particular this year of 2018, we want to involve you guys, our Thinker Girls posse, way more. So if you're commenting on stuff, dropping us in a message on Insta or Facebook or even emailing at hello@thinkergirl.com.au, you can drop us a line because sometimes it feels like you want different perspectives on things.
Absolutely. And if those of you that listen to our radio show, a lot of you guys have asked, will there be segments that are similar? Will there be, you know, we'll be carrying everything over? Of course, there's going to be things that we're interested in that stays the same. You know, we are the same people. but it's going to be a different way of exploring it. And we are really going to try hard to not lock things down to different days, different rules for everything. We don't want to have so much of a structure because that's something that we're really enjoying working on our own. But what you can expect from this podcast...
Yes, is getting to what you guys are going through, because essentially we all go through the same shit. So if there is something on your mind, I don't know, maybe you're going through something with a mate, whether it be a relationship, stuff going down in your family, and you're like, you know what, I just need to chew the fat with somebody about this, let them know, or maybe even get an expert, a celeb guest, just a different set of opinions. That is what this space will be held for.
Yes. So today we heard from Tash on Instagram, and we asked Jess Harris to stick around yesterday to help us solve a bit of a problem for her that she's feeling quite isolated about, and it involves her and her best friend.
But anyway, Jess, we do need your expertise and your help because we love our posse, our TG posse, as we call them, people that come along with the journey with us. And this year is more than ever about hearing about what's going on in their lives, because essentially we all go through the same shit, right? And Tash has sent us an Insta message and we'd love to get your feedback.
My best friend and I went to a party and there was this hot guy there that we both acknowledged. He started chatting to us, but more directly to my friend, so I left them alone for a bit. A few minutes later, my friend came over and said that he was asking about me. I danced with him and had a pash, but by the end of that, my friend saw and was pretty pissed off. I ended up apologising to her, tried to stay away from the guy, but he kept on wanting to spend time with me. Towards the end of the night, my friend ended up going home and I stayed with the guy and went out there. Now he keeps messaging me and wants to catch up, but I don't know how to respond to him. I do really like him, but I don't want to ruin my friendship with my best friend. I'm recently single and so is my friend, except she's been single for a year. This was my first post-breakup hookup, so I didn't really know that we had the same taste in guys until now. Some help would be much appreciated.
Ooh. Okay, Tash.
That's a tricky one. It's always...
Have you ever been in that position?
Yeah, sort of, I think. I'm trying to think. Yeah.
I have. Well,
you both want the same guy.
Early days too, how did you deal with I reckon, that? Where you both find yourself single, you obviously, it's new.
Well, that's like Tash.
Yeah.
The first guy she's ever hooked up with, it's been a problemo.
I think it's...
What do you reckon,
I think it's got to be a bit of a free-for-all when you're single. I think you're allowed, if it's a If it's someone you've got a crush on and you've had a crush on for a long time, friends should stay away. And, you know, friendship before guys always. But when you're out and it's, I mean, we've all, you know, and it's you've both met on common ground and he's chosen who he likes, I don't know. I've been in those situations and sometimes you just got to bow out and go, well, you go, girl. You got to celebrate each other when you're single. I don't know. Is that wrong or should you have not?
I think,
but her mate's not doing that though, by the sounds of it. So how do you approach that? Because clearly he wanted Tash. Yeah. Tash is kind of keen on him. Like, how do you approach your friend? Because she potentially would be happy for her friend, but that's not where it is now. So that's a sticky situation.
Oh, I can remember a similar situation. So there was a sort of a similar situation with that I was in. Some friends, a couple of mine, and I said, "Have you got anyone you can set me up with?" And they said, "Oh, there's this guy that we think that you would really like." Just off the top of, you know, and then they're like, oh, I'm like, "Oh, great." So we were all at a party and I was chatting to him, nothing happened. And I was like, "Oh, he's really cute. He seems really awesome." And then maybe like 6 months to a year later, one of my best friends went on a date with him and hooked up with him and didn't tell me until a bit later. And I went on a walk and I just went, "Oh, look, I'm jealous. I'm slightly jealous, but it's all fair game. He picked you, so go for it." But I think it's
gross, the word pick, isn't it? But then we have to remember it's not just about guys. Like, girls pick guys too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think I wish I had have been told this information and I wish girls had talked about this a lot more so I didn't have to go through the icky parts. I didn't really have a fight with my particular friend, but I remember having that weird feeling of being in different single girl places too, where sometimes there's a mood where someone's gone out to look, you know, and you might not be there. Or it didn't happen to me often, but sometimes I was on the prowl, like looking around the room, seeing who's there, and then your friend isn't. Generally speaking, there's always going to be the chance that your friend who's not in the mood, or if you're not in the mood, is going to actually create more energy to have conversation, because whenever you're looking for it, it's just never.
It's the hairy leg rule.
Yeah. But I remember, I think with the same friend, we were out one night. I talked to this guy for ages. We were getting along and it was at a club that it's like, not that I'm not open to the fact that people meet where they meet, but let's just say this club, it was really, really late, like early morning. There's a pretty good chance that a lot of people that were having conversation at this time were looking for hookups. Like, wasn't so much of a, hopefully I can take you on a date after this scenario. So you have to keep that in mind as well. Like, you can't look at everything so seriously, like,
so sticky dance floor looking for a kebab.
Yeah, you might find somewhere there, but in my experience and a lot of my friends' experience, it's not there. The minority are meeting there of long-lasting, I think, relationships that I know. Plenty of people have said, "Oh, I met at a club, ha, ha, ha." But I do still think they're the minority. And then yet we go out at 3 a.m. still looking into this guy's eyes thinking, this is it.
That being said, though, maybe that's not what everybody's looking for. Like, maybe Tash and her bestie were both just, you know what I mean? Maybe they weren't looking for this guy to be the date guy or the boyfriend guy. Maybe it was just a hookup for both of them.
Yeah, but if it was just a hookup, there's a pretty good chance your friend's getting over it a couple of days later. Like, that's, I think we put a lot of weight into what these things have to be. Like, sometimes they just can be as simple as a one night, he chose her at the end. But I think when people are putting a lot of weight going in the back of her mind, Tasha's friend could have been like, "Well, I thought we had chemistry. We could have really had something." Do you know what I mean? It sounds like she's put a lot more weight into this situation than deserves. Like, she's going to have a fight with a friend about a guy that she doesn't know.
So she's just recently single. This is the first guy she's hooked up with out of her relationship.
Well, Tash is.
Yeah, yeah.
The friend's been single for a lot longer, which is why I think you get to a point where you start creating these kinds of ideas of who these people are. And yes, whilst you might meet someone with a sticky dance floor, chances are at that time a lot of people are looking for a one night. So back to my story, I was talking to this guy, went to a bar, came back, and then this particular friend had started this conversation with him. And in that moment was the most liberating thought, where I was like, why would I ever want to get annoyed, A, that my friend's having a good time, and B, that I would want to be with someone that doesn't necessarily want to be with me or isn't really fussed on which way it goes. Like, I don't really want to be fucking even a guy that is kind of okay with whoever will come home with him. That's not the guy that I even want to be having sex with. Like, I really am not into it. So I learned a pretty big lesson that night, and then it helped me for the rest of the time I was single.
Do you reckon do you reckon it depends, Jess, on how long you've been, like, obviously it depends on how long you've been single for. Like, if you've got a mate, it's their first night out, they're chatting to a guy, they've just come out of a breakup, I would have thought that you as a mate would be sidestepping, or not giving them a free pass, but in a way almost being like, go forth into the world.
I think a little bit of that. I think sometimes you got to be, I think there's that time where someone's just broken up with someone, you got to take them out and be a pretty good wingman. I mean, it's tricky when you're both single, but I think that it could have been her night, if she's freshly broken up, to sort of let's go find you someone to flirt with and sort of make that your focus.
Hey guys, before we carry on that particular point, let's hear from our sponsors.
We live for Saturdays. You get to sleep in and you get to stay up.
Daydreaming, adventure seeking, all play, no work.
Yeah, and we believe that your skin should feel just as good as you do when you wake up refreshed.
Happy, healthy and bright. Developed to reveal your clearest, dewiest complexion, Saturday Skin is basically a weekend in a bottle.
Yeah, you can make every day Saturday with Saturday Skin. You can check it out. It's available at Myer or www.saturdayskin.net.
The promo code TG can be used for a 10% discount. That's 10% on us. Just use the TG promo code when you buy Saturday Skin. I think as well, the friend needs to remember that if she has been single for a long time and she might be looking for more, that she didn't want to be with this guy probably anyway, because if this guy wanted to be with her, he would have been with her.
That's so true.
I think that's really important to remember. Why do we want to be with people don't want to be with us?
Read Cheryl Strayed's Dear Sugar columns?
You haven't?
No. I've heard about her a lot, and I've just got
She wrote The Wire, didn't she?
Oh, girl.
That's an amazing book.
Precious Little Things, I think the book's called, and it's she was wrote columns under a name, Dear Sugar, long before she wrote Wild.
All right, we're going to have to put the links in the show notes for that.
She's got another little book of just her best of quotes, and it's just, can you convince someone to like you? No. And it's more eloquent. It was this one I read all the time. And if someone doesn't call me back, or if a date doesn't go well, or someone doesn't want to see me again, I just think they don't like you. That you can't convince someone to like you. Just, you want to be with someone that thinks you're great and that likes you. I know it sounds so simple, but like you said, Stacey, that moment that that's unlocked in you, it is so freeing, because you go,
It is so freeing. I think back to your newly single thing too. I think you do have an element of your first few nights out, you're having good time. But I'm sorry, I get really protective of the girls that have been single for a long time. Like, congratulations, you've had an 8-year relationship, you've had an awful breakup, but welcome to my world. Like, I've fucking been here for a long time. You get a few good nights out, but then you don't get some kind of free pass to get dibs. Like,
I don't mean a free pass forever. I don't mean like you're trying to cash that in 6 months.
Your friends are a bit like that. Like, I remember when I was out, when we were all out recently, and there was you and a girlfriend that are both single. And I remember her saying to me, not kind of that she was happy to step back, but, you know, she didn't really mind. There was a couple of single guys around and she was kind of fine. And I could see sitting away from the situation and probably having a little bit less to drink at that point, that there was a guy that was quite interested in her. But at this point, you guys were having this conversation about, who are you into? And she was very much going, I don't mind. Because I think in some ways she had your back, was like, you're still newly single and you're going through all this. And I was like protective almost of her. I was like, no, but I think you've got a bit of something with this guy. Like, I could feel that he was kind of looking at her a bit differently.
Which is hilarious, because I wasn't even like, you know what I mean? I think it's that overcompensation of things. Like, I didn't want or need or like never would ever expect that of her. I didn't want her to be like, you're newly single, because I didn't, I didn't want to chat further with that guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think sometimes people can overcompensate that for a bit.
But I think that's the point. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's not fair. Like, I don't understand. This particular chick is such a catch, and she just completely stepped back. Like, and so I think is to some degree back to your earlier point, newly single, yeah, you get a couple. But if you're looking for more than that,
couple of wins.
Yeah, couple of like go ahead, you know, whatever. But I just reckon it's a whole other world for chicks that have been single for a really long time.
I do think, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, Jess, so I'll get your vibe, but Tash should speak to her mate about it, because obviously they're, as we both kind of discovered, maybe with her mate who's been single for a year, it's a bit more loaded for her. Maybe there's more stuff going on, in the sense that she's really ready and wanting to find somebody. So it's worth Tash having a conversation about it from this rando
absolutely
guy she's met
you've
once and doesn't really know.
For sure.
Yeah, okay, Tash. Jash.
Jash.
Yeah, okay,
Jess.
But Stash. I must say, Tash, if you're listening, and anyone else that's been in this situation, I just don't really understand how there's a real substance for an argument here. I really have never understood the dibs thing. I think people are into who they're into, and I think it's really fair and lovely, Jess, that you said to your friend, I'm going to be honest, this is a jealous feeling. Like, it's not a nice feeling, but I'm not going to be an idiot and jump in the way of something that seems to be nice here for two people. And so I think, you know, you have to also think about that, put away the single game and put separately the kind of person you want to be. Like, the two don't cancel each other out. You don't get to go on the dating and the single person over here and then be whatever you are on the other side of the room. They are one thing.
Like, yeah, you mean, you know? Like, because if you're a friend and a good friend and a good person, you'd want your mate to be happy.
But sometimes I think when it comes to single life, it's almost like we give different rules to each other, because I'm not sure if desperate's the word, but we've all felt that yearning and that need to be fulfilled, and it makes you do shit that
absolutely
you probably wouldn't do
absolutely
in other parts
in
of your life.
And, you know, your own sort of self-esteem issues or your own self-worth and all that sort of stuff, confidence. It's a jungle. Like, being single is a jungle.
Mm.
And sometimes when you're around other single girls, you can feed off each other, and you gotta be careful. And yeah, I think what you're saying, Stacey, is really important. It's just like, what sort of person do you want to be?
And I remembered thinking that at a few times when I would go out with people that were behaved badly when it came to that part of their life. And I said, and I thought to myself, that's quite exposing of who you are deep down. And not necessarily the most awful person in the world, but you're incredibly insecure because you wouldn't act like that in other areas, and you've kind of exposed yourself. So I think we should be careful. Like, I'm sure there were bits and pieces that I had behavior that I regret the most when I was single, but I was very, very passionate about not having that part of my life be a separate part.
Yeah.
So I hope that helps Tash and her friend to some degree, because I think at the end of the day, there shouldn't be different rules for what happens on the single world or the dance floor than what happens at a catch up with a friend or a work situation.
Yeah, and if it is her, not just her mate, but her best friend, like Tasha said, will she? You know, you'd be hoping she isn't a horrible person.
No,
you know what I mean. She wouldn't be her friend if she was.
Some of my best friends I've had,
you upset each other, you let each other down, and it's how you have a chat about it the next day. It's how you work it out. It's how you move through it. To pretend that you're both not going to hurt each other.
It's so true. If you're willing to face the music rather than. Yeah.
Hope that helps you, Tash. If you've got something on your mind you wanted us to chew the fat about, maybe chat to a celeb guest, just like we've done with Jess Harris today, make sure you drop us a line on DM or Insta message us or Facebook.
You can email hello@thinkagirl.com.au. Jess Harris, we will put all of the details of your brand new online series called Wine up on our Facebook page and also in the show notes for the week. You can also follow Jess at This Is Jess Harris on Instagram if you want to keep up to date with all the amazing things. You're such a talented chick. Honestly, I follow you online and I'm I'm constantly impressed and inspired by your poise with the way that you create. You just have this real, like, all of a sudden out of nowhere, you've created this idea, it's up, and it just is always such quality.
Thanks, girls. So that's very kind.
Yeah, I love what you're doing.
I'm blushing.
Yeah, for real.
Well, thanks for joining us on our first Pod Channel Week back.
Whoa.
Thanks, lady. All right, we'll chat to you soon. Christy and I are regulars on Sunrise.
Yeah, girl, it's the best. And we bring you guys along with us, our posse, every single week just by joining our Insta story.
Yes, from the taxi ride there to the makeup chair and selfies with other amazing, talented Sunrise guests, we share it all.
Yeah, make sure you head to the Thinker Girls on Insta and check out the updates every single Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll catch you there.
This podcast is brought to you by Frank Strong, craft brewed alcoholic lemonade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.